Vigils have been held in West Yorkshire and Westminster after the shocking murder of the Labour MP Jo Cox. She was shot and stabbed in the street outside her constituency surgery in West Yorkshire. A 52-year-old man has been arrested. Jo Cox was just 41. She was a mother of two and had only entered Parliament a year ago. The Shadow Pension Secretary and Labour MP for Ashton-under-Lyne, Angela Rayner, was a friend of Jo's. Good morning to you, Angela.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's devastating news, and I think I was on Five Live talking about this last night. I think there's a mixture of anger and sadness that someone so young and undoubtedly so talented has been taken in this way.
Jo was incredibly talented and really well loved by everybody across the political spectrum. All I can think about is the children at the moment, her 3-year-old and 5-year-old, who have woke up this morning. I woke up and my children ran in my room, as I often do. And I was devastated and gave them an extra big cuddle this morning because I realised that there's two children now that will not have their mum to give them a cuddle ever again. And it's really devastating what's happened to Jo.
Do you think politicians need to review their safety, or do you think this is an isolated incident?
I mean, I think it's too early to say at the moment, but I mean, politicians across all of the political divide have received various levels of threats and abusive messages, either in person or via electronic or verbal means or through social media. And I think that obviously there is a need for us to make sure that people are kept safe. And of course, we have staff as well that work in our constituency office that all of us feel, you know, Jo's staff will be feeling incredibly traumatised by what's happened to Jo. And, you know, we all need to take stock, see what happened over the next few days. And, you know, the police have been in contact with us as members of Parliament to ensure that everything that can be done is being done. But we don't know the full facts. And, of course, this was Jo leaving a constituency surgery, which many of us have our constituency surgeries in local buildings like libraries and town halls. And many of us are feeling at the moment very devastated by the callous and brutality that Jo suffered.
You were a friend of Jo's?
Yeah, I was a friend of Jo. Jo was a 2015 intake, like me. And in fact, all of us, the 2015 intake of Labour MPs, got together on Tuesday with Jo just to review and reflect on the year that we've had. And Jo was saying how fantastically supportive she felt the group of Labour 2015 intake were for her, because often, at times when you're a working mum, it's very difficult to do the socialising and the informal get-togethers as well as the formal ones, because Jo was an incredibly dedicated mother as well as an incredibly dedicated local MP to her constituents. And, you know, she was saying that she found the support of our group fantastic, and her daughter had chicken pox not long ago, and, you know, she had to cancel a family holiday because of it. She was an incredibly dedicated person to what she does, and very challenged by trying to ensure that her energy and her time was spent, you know, equally between her role as a Member of Parliament and her role as a mother and wife.
Kevin Maguire is listening to this as well, the Associate Editor of the Daily Mirror. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Stephen.
It was only a few weeks ago, Kevin, I went down to London and I was interviewing, among other politicians, Labour's Diane Abbott, who were telling me about the vile abuse that they get on a constant basis on Twitter. Diane Abbott was telling me, for example, of how she'd been threatened on a number of occasions with rape, for goodness sake. And now we see this going beyond verbal threats to actual violence. Well, to fatal violence.
I heard you talking to Diane Abbott and the incredible abuse she's received, and she isn't the only MP, and it does seem to be particularly directed at women MPs who, sadly, on social media, rather too regularly, do receive rape and death threats and the most vile abuse. And in fact, Angela's talking there about how lovely Jo was, and she was an incredibly lovely, decent, smiley person who wanted to make life better for others through politics. And it's incredible she's been killed in her hometown when she'd been working in some of the world's most dangerous countries, the Congo and Sudan amongst them. But she, months ago, was receiving sustained hatred from somebody, and the police intervened. And that we can review the security of politicians. It will be reviewed. In fact, I know it's being reviewed now. But the truth is, we often complain, or you hear people complain, that MPs are out of touch. There was nothing out of touch about Jo Cox. She was proud as punch to be the MP for the constituency in Yorkshire, where she was born and bred. And she was freely available to the members of the public. All MPs, Angela will hold surgeries, will be advertised. People can approach her. And sadly, there is always a risk that something terrible might happen. It is how we can minimise it. And you can minimise it on security grounds, but you can also minimise it by not having a poisonous politics where politicians are constantly abused. And there is a wider context to what's happened to Jewel, and it is very, very unpleasant about where politics is going.
Angela, have you received much online abuse?
Online abuse, and I was there for Jess Phillips recently, who, you know, personally had decided that she felt she come to the edge of giving up.
Angela, I missed the top of that. Sorry. Have you received much online abuse yourself?
I have received online abuse. I have received it myself. I also was there for Jess Phillips, who had received a lot of online abuse recently, and was at the breaking point where she felt she could no longer do what she was doing and speak out in the way that she does. And anyone who knows Jess Phillips knows that, like me, she's a northerner who speaks her mind like Joe was. And, you know, when people like that feel threatened to be silent, and we know that there's a problem with democracy in the UK, and, you know, we have to challenge. I'm absolutely an advocate of free speech. I think it's important that people get to say what their views are, but when it turns to rape threats, violence and death threats, then that goes beyond anything that any of us would expect in a modern democracy.
Sorry, Angela, I couldn't hear what was being said there at the end. Could you repeat that, please?
Yeah, sorry, can you hear me now?
I can, yeah.
Yeah, I was saying that, you know, when people receive rape threats and death threats on a daily basis because they speak out on behalf of their constituents, then, you know, there is a problem with our democracy. And I'm all for free speech, but we do have to review what people see as appropriate, especially towards members of parliament. You know, we respectfully are public servants, and all of us from every political party came into politics to make a difference for our communities. Sure. And, you know, that's what we try and do every day.
Kevin McGuire, we don't know the motive yet. We shouldn't jump ahead too much as to what happened to Jo Cox, insofar as did this man deliberately target her because of her political views. But on the wider context of politicians getting abused, Kevin, do you think the media have some responsibility here to at least think again about how we are constantly positioning politicians? It's part of any democracy that journalists will try to hold politicians to account. But has it gone too far?
The answer is yes, and more is coming out about the individual, which we're debating whether it could be reported for legal reasons now, Stephen. But certainly, no, we in the media, we as journalists, individually and collectively, newspapers and broadcasting and online, all have some responsibility. And free speech is one thing and is acceptable. Free abuse and threats is not. And Angela Rayner, like Jess Phillips, you mentioned, like Jo Cox, they're not shrinking violence. They will engage in debate. But there is always a line, and the line is crossed at times. And I think in recent months, particularly in the referendum campaign, some of the reporting of some of the arguments and some of the positions adopted by people in the media have crossed a line by making people incredibly angry. Falsehoods have been told, there's been a lot of demonisation, there's been a lot of scaremongering, and that creates a context in which events happen. Now, it's very difficult to discuss fully the man and what I know, what you probably know, because there will be a court case. But nevertheless, you keep on banging onto people, they've somehow lost their country, it's been invaded by outsiders, by migrants, by refugees. there are going to be consequences. You make people angrier and angrier and angrier, and then that anger can burst out in the most unpredictable, inadvertent, deadly ways.
Kevin, thank you. Angela, thank you.